We'll see, man. If this ain't working, I don't know what the hell. But whatever.
He's a modern day Jekyll and Hyde, mixing pride with the cold hard fact. Staring awful hard at a picture on a bar of a girl that he won't get back. He's talking to himself, knowing damn well himself doesn't know what now. Set fire shots at Jack and popping cans, several bullets in his mouth. He's a madman at the work, 'cause a girl told him goodbye. His thumbs up has been grounded, now it's that bird he loves to fly. Might be happy out of here, but his mind ain't nowhere near. He's busy going crazy on the heels of her Mercedes, driving back home North Beatty, told the Badlands he's still holding on. Like a madman. He ain't looking for a fight, but that might be what you get. If you light that fuse, it looks to you like a half-smoked cigarette. Just leave his glass half empty, he's better off left alone. Kinda like a house up the road, the lights are on, but no one's home. He's a madman at the work, 'cause a girl told him goodbye. Now his thumbs up has been ground, it's that bird he loves to fly. It might be happy out, but his mind ain't nowhere near there. He's busy going crazy on the hills of her Mercedes, driving back home north of 80 to the Badlands. He's still holding on like a man.
Me.
On a pack I ever ran with were the cigarettes in my pocket. My only friend was the sun and wind.
Where'd you go,
my
hey.
I was walking. I know where to go, no one to know when I got there.
Welcome back, Shelby.
I had nothing to lose, and if I did, I didn't care. Now this lone wolf is done running down the moon. In the daylight, dark of the night, this heart is howling for you. Yeah, this lone wolf ain't lonely anymore. Cause you weren't afraid to reach out and save a lone wolf at your door. Inside, I still got a wild side with a taste for good and gone. Yeah, you love locks on my inside out. It leaves my porch light on. You sprung my cage, red light my gates, and fueled a fire. Yeah, your hand in mine makes my heart soar like a hallelujah choir. It is no. It's done running down the moon in the daylight, dark of the night. This heart is howling for you. Yeah, this lone ain't gonna hell anymore. Cause you weren't afraid to reach out and save a lone wolf at your door.
Wow, I'm amazed with my truck, guys.
You did what?
I'm amazed with my truck. I've driven like 7,500 kilometers and I haven't touched it since I bought it.
That's good.
Like I fixed it. Yeah.
It's really good. I can barely hear you. That is I did hear what you said, though. That's really cool. That's really cool. Especially for what you pay for it.
Yeah, same on my end. Just really quiet.
I'll try and fix it. 1 second.
Yeah, I know.
I was frustrated, man. The last show cracked me up. Because I come back in the room and I could hear you talking.
Right.
And I got my top out of my one of my favorite long sleeve, pretty heavy duty shirt. And I thought I'd put it in, you know, in the spinner. But someone had set it the wrong way. So when I pressed start, it went on a different level. And it come out like it's been sitting under a freaking, you know, a lounge chair for like 3 years or something. You know, that sort of look.
Okay, all right.
And I'm like, I'm in the background going, F this, trying to straighten out a bit at least of that because it was still had a bit of moisture in it. So to hang it up, and I'm like, you bastard. And they're going, I'm thinking, you wait till I tell Russell and Shep about this moment, man. I'm so frustrated. And they're going, now these people are talking about these petty things now. And it cracked me up. Here I am in the background listening to you shake at this thing, and I'm gonna go on there and tell them about this moment in time that's really frustrated me. And they're going, yeah, it was a freaking hilarious. It actually made me crack up before I got back to the seat because I was rapable. Oh, it really pissed me off, and I'm like, it's just, the timing was hilarious, because
like,
I'm here shaking a shirt.
You're sitting there like, oh, I'm being Gene.
Yeah. Pretty much. It was just, you couldn't have picked a better time, and to hear it in the background, here I am like, and wait till I tell these guys about this, the injustice of it all, you know? I got it out anyway, eventually, sort of thing, I guess. Hey, welcome back, Shelby. Oh, man, I went from anger to laughter within a couple of steps, really. Just right at the end, as I plugged back in to come in. Freaking hilarious. Synchronicity can blow your mind, man. Can play games with you, you know.
The universe does work in that way, my friend. It really does.
Yeah. Nah, you're still almost the same on my end.
Okay, I think I got a downloaded version of Podbean, so I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Okay. I don't know since they bloody update. How often do they usually update on here? I freaking wouldn't have a clue.
I don't know.
Just whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Every second week, one day, and then 2 years later or something.
Right.
It's like, whatever, man. That's crazy.
Well, I'm in an Eric Church mood tonight. I don't know where everybody else is at, but if you kick it along with me, then we'll do some church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can create some miracles for sure.
Hitting with a kid in your high top shoes, sitting in the back of the class, I was just like you. Always left out. Never fit in on that path you're walking in. Mr. Misunderstood. Mr. Misunderstood. Your buddies get their rocks off on top 40 radio, but you love your daddy's vinyl. Old time rock and roll. Elvis Costello, Ray Wiley, Hubbard, and thank Jeff Tweedy. It's one bad mother. Mr. Misunderstood.
Your Twitter is one bad
Mr.
Mother.
Misunderstood. One day you lead the charge. You lead the band. Guitar hero with lightning hands. And the girls are like your tattoos. And the veins in your arms.